Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. This meditation invites us to step out of the constant activity of the mind and return to the direct experience of being alive in the body. Through a gentle body scan, we'll cultivate awareness of sensations, emotions, and physical presence, gradually filling the body with the mind's attention. As awareness expands, we'll begin to experience the body not as an obstacle to overcome or a problem to be solved, but a place where life unfolds. Take a moment now to find a posture that feels both alert and at ease. Begin to sense the support beneath you, and allow your body to settle into its natural relationship with gravity. Nothing to hold up. Nothing to resist. Find a gentle uprightness through the spine. Allow the chin to tuck ever so slightly downwards. And then, relaxing around this alignment, settle, arrive, open to what's here. As the body settles, we start by taking a few moments to just feel the body sitting here. Notice sensations of contact, pressure, weight, and again, support. Feel what it's like to be sitting in this particular body, your body, in this particular moment. You may notice a gentle movement of sensations throughout your body, perhaps the rising and falling of the breath. Subtle vibrations. Warmth, coolness, tingling. You may feel very little at all. Take these moments to recognize warmth is here. Pulsing too is here. And now, if it feels comfortable, imagine your body as though you could gently see yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and toes. Yourself with kind eyes, not evaluating, not judging, simply noticing this human being sitting in meditation. Sitting in meditation. And now we'll begin to move into a body scan, beginning at the crown of the head, the very topmost point. Allow awareness to slowly begin to journey through the body. Note whatever sensations may be present, or simply allowing awareness to move through the body naturally. Or perhaps it may help to imagine awareness as a soft beam of light or a gentle warmth spreading through the body, like sunshine touching the earth, or the warmth of a summer shower. Remember, there is no right or wrong way to this. Learn the tempo that is right for you. If you find yourself falling behind the prompts, that's okay too. Move at your own speed. Choose whatever supports your practice. So beginning now at the top of the head, the crown, slowly move into the forehead, the back of the head, and the space between. Simply notice. Notice perhaps sensations around the eyebrows, the space between the brows, the eyes, the eye sockets. The temples. Back of the head. The ears. The cheekbones and the nose. The cheeks, the upper lip, the lower lip, the chin, and now sense the entire head as one field of experience. What is there to notice? And now allow awareness to move down into the throat, the full neck, down into the collarbones, the top of the shoulders, and deep within the muscles connecting the neck and the shoulders. Simply notice. What is there here in this moment? And begin to bring awareness to the right shoulder. And then slowly scan down the right upper arm, the front, the back, the sides, move down into the elbow, the inner and the outer elbow. The forearm, the top, the bottom, the wrist. stream into the palm of your hand. Then over the back. Move to the tip of your thumb and then down into the whole thumb. Then the index finger, followed by the middle finger, the ring finger, and the little finger. Move at your own pace. And then sense the entire right arm, wrist, and hand together. And now for a few moments, allow awareness to open outward into the environment around you. Noticing sounds and space, the world beyond your body. And then gently returning to your left shoulder. Scan down through the left upper arm, the elbow, the forearm, the wrist, the hand, the thumb and fingers. And finish by scanning the entire left arm. Then once again, allow awareness to briefly open into the environment around you. What sounds are here? And now return, feeling the neck where it meets the torso, both shoulders, both arms. And then slowly continue down into the chest, the upper back. The diaphragm, the solar plexus, whatever sensations might be present, can you be with them without needing to change anything? To simply allow experience to be known. Feeling the upper back, the belly, the middle back, the lower back, just noticing. Take a moment to become aware of how much of the body is now included in your awareness. is that may have felt distant or unnoticed now are gently welcomed into experience. Continuing down into the hips, the pelvis, the groin, the glutes, in places where the body meets the chair or cushion you're sitting on. Feel the support beneath you and the sensations that arise. Now begin to bring awareness into your right hip, scanning slowly, slowly down, front to back, side to side. No need to hurry. Simply noticing what's here to experience. Now begin to move into the knee, the front, the back, each side. Downwards again into the shin, the calf. The ankle, the heel, the sole of the foot, the top of the foot, the big toe, and then one by one the remaining toes. Then sense the entire right leg and foot. Then once again, open briefly into the environment. Widening awareness to take in the space around you. Returning this time to the left hip, scanning down the left hip into the thigh, the knee, the shin, the calf. Then the ankle, the heel, the sole of your left foot, then the top, and starting with the big toe, move awareness into each And once this is completed, open awareness to include the entire left leg from the hip all the way down to the sole of your foot and toes. And then we widen our attention once again to open briefly to the environment around us. And returning once again, take in the body as one field of experience, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. Feel the body as one singular experience, awake, present, alive. And for the next several moments, I'm going to invite you to continue scanning in whatever way feels natural to you. That may be moving back up through the body from the feet to the top of the head, or again starting at the crown and working your way down. You may move more slowly and deliberately this time, or you may choose to broaden, for example, noticing what sensations arise on the surface, and then deeper within the body, simply exploring whichever way is most comfortable for you in this moment. And asking with curiosity, what more can I discover? What more is here wanting to be known? If there's places where sensations feel unclear or absent, allow that to be okay too. Perhaps rest a while there and notice what happens when you bring a gentle awareness to these places. Plant a seed of awareness and then move on, trusting that awareness will return again and again. And for the final few moments we have together, allow yourself to rest in the experience of being here. Being here, feeling the body being breathed. Not trying to change anything. Not trying to become anything. Simply inhabiting this moment. This body. This body, with its comforts and discomforts, its aches and its pains, its pleasures, its joys, its sorrows, its aliveness. Perhaps sensing that this very body is not an obstacle to awakening, but a doorway, a place where life is known, a place where love is known, a place where grief is known. A place where wonder is known. A place where we learn what it means to be fully human, fully awake, fully alive. I'll leave you with a poem entitled This Body. This body, not the one I imagined, not the one I remember, not the one I wish would never ache, but this body, the one that wakes tired, the one that softens in sunlight, the one that carries old stories in its shoulders, hips, and heart. This body that trembles, that laughs, that grieves and heals. This body that knows hunger and satisfaction, loneliness and belonging, fear and wonder. Again and again, it calls me home from a world of ideas, from the stories of whom I should be, to the simple truth of being here, breathing, feeling, living. Perhaps there's nothing missing. Perhaps these very aches, these fleeting pleasures, these ordinary moments are not obstacles on the path, but the path itself. This body, this life, this moment, the doorway through which I learn what it means to be fully human, fully awake, fully alive.